everybody. What's up? This is Tom McFarland, and this is the first episode in a mini-series of podcasts that I'm doing about my experience with blogging. This is not going to be a podcast that's available on iTunes. I'm only going to be sharing it here on my blog. It'll be available for download, and then once the series is complete, you can download the entire thing. I do want to mention that the purpose of this stemmed out of an experiment I did with doing a video blog. Now, for the majority of the people that enjoy reading video blogs, the challenge is when you watch a video blog, you lose a lot of the content because you're having to listen versus read, and it makes it hard to catch up, and it's a little bit more difficult to get the information, etc. However, there were a number of really good questions that were raised in a series of posts that I had done that I wanted to try to answer. And so in addition to providing blog posts about that, in a form of show notes, in a form of longer form blog posts, I thought I'd also do a series of short podcasts. The podcasts themselves are going to cover five topics. I've named them, they're nothing terribly creative, but the first episode, which is this one, is called Niche and Narrow. The second one will be about collecting ideas. The third will be about allocating your time. The fourth will be about finding your rhythm when it comes to blogging. And the five will be personal thoughts. So if during the series of podcasts you've got a set of questions or comments or suggestions that come up, please be sure to leave them in the comment feed for each of the episode's posts. That way I can answer them in the final episode. Lastly, before I jump into talking about this podcast's primary topic, I want to stress that this is nothing more than my thoughts and my opinions on what I've experienced in blogging. This is not a dummy's guide to blogging, nor am I saying that if you follow these steps that you're going to enjoy blogging or that you're going to find success in blogging. You know, that looks different for different people. And I'm not trying to provide anything prescriptive. I'm just sharing information that's worked for me. And I'm trying to answer some questions that others have asked for me as well. So with that said, here's what I want to talk about today. The topic of the episode, as you've seen, it's niche and narrow. And so we're going to talk about both of those ideas separately. First, let's talk about picking your niche. Now, normally whenever people hear this, they think, okay, I want to blog about cars, or I want to blog about playing the guitar, or I want to blog about cooking, or I want to blog about working in the yard, any of those topics. That's great. But here's the thing. When it comes to picking your niche, it's easy, it gets harder, and then it gets more difficult. So the easy part is figuring out what you want to talk about. So for example, for some people, this is cooking. For some people, this is talking about working on cars. For some people, this is talking about writing code. And for some people, this talks about raising your children. Any and all of that is fine. But that's not enough to get started with a blog. You have to take it a step further. And this is where it gets one step harder. And so out of all the things that you want to talk about, you have to identify what is the most exciting part of it. Now, this doesn't mean what's the most exciting for your readers or what's most exciting for people that may come by your blog. This is the most exciting part for you. And ideally, you want to be at the intersection of what you dig the most and what has the most potential for discussion from both you as the author and from your readers or your commenters. For example, I obviously blog about building software using WordPress, but that's at the intersection of what I dig. I enjoy building software, and I enjoy doing so using WordPress, which is clearly a rich topic of discussion. Then you want to take it one step further, and this is where it gets a little bit difficult. You want to go narrow. And that means that you should be able to populate each of your categories with a relatively equal amount of content. Now, I can't tell you how many categories you should have, and I can't tell you how many ways you should organize your content, but I can tell you this. If you have, say, for example, five categories, and you spend the majority of your time writing in three of those five categories, you've already set your blog up for going too wide. Maybe you should consider just killing the content under those two categories and focusing only on those three. Because the idea is that you want to have a deep level of content for each of your categories. And this feeds into going narrow. And so there's a lot of advice around this kind of stuff. You know, some bloggers will provide formulas saying that you need to pick X categories and you need to write Y times a week for each category. And if that works for you, that's great. But that's not necessarily true for everyone because we all have different methods of working. We all have different ways of getting things done. So it's not necessarily that those formulas are wrong. And I don't have anything really magic to offer, but I've always told others two things. One, before anything else, just start writing. In doing so, you're likely to quickly get a feel for what you'd like to write about. If it's a chore, then it's likely not at the intersection that we were talking about a few minutes ago. And if it's a chore, it's not something that you're going to enjoy doing. You didn't enjoy doing chores when you were kids. You probably don't enjoy doing your chores as an adult. So why would you want to jump into something that's going to be a chore that should be fun? And so the second thing is that as you write, categorize a post. And I wouldn't necessarily say that you should try to write a post that spans a handful of categories, but instead just think what type of category would this post best fit under? And then create the category, stick the posts in there. And over time, you're going to come up with 3, 4, 5 categories. And if you exceed, say, 7, then you're probably going too wide. You want to try to rein it back in. And a good rule of thumb that tends to work pretty well across the web is that 7 categories is a good metric for having a variety of content. And so with that said, a second way that before you even sit down at a computer to start writing is to list out all of the things that you want to talk about and see how many ideas come to mind for each category, or see how many ideas come to mind and see if you can create categories for each of those ideas. If you're not flooded ideas for a category, then strike it. Don't start with it. Don't bother writing with it, and you can always come back and write it later. A second strategy that I've used and I've seen other people use is that if you have a post that you really want to write about, but it doesn't fit in a category that you have, and you don't want to add a new category just for that particular post, then consider reworking the post a little bit so that it fits in one of your existing categories. Blogging is not like having to write an essay for school or for college where you have to always have a thesis, 3 points, a conclusion, and so on. And so you have the freedom to really format your content in a way that's interesting not only for you to write, but for others to read. So for example, I try to write pretty conversationally. Other people tend to write a bit more professionally. I'm not in the journalism profession, so I don't have to worry too much about how my content's written, but I try to write as if I'm talking to a friend across the table or if I'm talking to a small audience. And the last piece of advice that I want to suggest when it comes to going niche and narrow is to don't overthink blogging. And by that, I mean that a lot of people try to set up this perfect scaffolding before they even get starting. And I'm guilty of this too. At one point in time, I tweaked a blog, I had a design, I had this, that, and the other all set up. But the one thing that I was missing on a blog was the content. And so if I could recommend or if I could suggest something to or if I could offer a piece of advice of something that I'd do differently from the get-go, I'd simply say, just get started. Grab a good theme, even if it's a default theme. You know, if you're using WordPress, the default themes are fine. Set up a way for people to read your content, and perhaps you want to share a link to your blog on Facebook or on Twitter or whatever your preferred social network is. Set up a page that is about you so that your readers know what you're all about, and then start writing. People don't come to blogs to look at a fancy design, even though I'm not saying that design doesn't matter. I'm just saying that the primary purpose of a blog is for people to come and read your content and then engage in the comments, you know, if they feel so inclined. They come to read, and so that's what you have to deliver. So as your blog grows or as your site grows and you increase the number of visitors and you begin to want to invest some time and money into doing a design, that's fine. People will appreciate it. Remember, the web has a very short-term memory. So if you've got some little animated GIF over in your sidebar, fine. And when you go to remove it, people aren't going to remember that in a week. They're going to be looking at your new fresh design. They're going to talk about how hot it is. Then they're going to get bored with it and they're going to go back to reading your content. In the next episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about collecting ideas or generating ideas, as I did have a question as for how do I find inspiration for writing my blog post, and so I want to address that. And again, none of this is prescriptive. This is all just coming from my experience in hopes that maybe it'll help you guys. If not, that's cool, and if so, that's great as well. I don't have a cool tagline for how to end an episode or how to end the podcast, but if you think of a witty tagline, then share it in the comments, and I will gladly include it in the next episode. I mean, that'd be fun, right? And as long as it's clean and as long as it's funny, then I'll say it. So let's have some fun with this. Please let me know your thoughts on what I've mentioned above. If you have additional questions, be sure to add them, and I will revisit them before the end of the series. But hopefully in this episode, I've done a good job of explaining of what it means to find your niche and to go narrow in that. If I've not, then let me know in the comments. I'll be happy to answer it. But until the next episode, that is it. I am out. This is the ending tagline. This is how I'm going to end the podcast. And so that's the end. That's all I've got to say about that. Over and out. Over and out. Who says over and out?